Vast swathes of southern and western India are swamped by floods, leading to hundreds of deaths and forcing a million people into relief camps. Pictures from Kerala show huge areas submerged in flood water as landslides hamper relief efforts. Well, Rahul Bedi is a journalist in Delhi, and he told me just before we came on air that a wide area in the southwest has been affected.
Well, it's not only in Kerala. There are about 180 people who seem to have died, and another 50-odd or 60-odd are missing. Most of these deaths have taken place in the four states of Kerala, which is in southernmost India, in the neighboring state of Karnataka, of which Bangalore is the capital, and then another neighboring state of Maharashtra, of which Mumbai is the capital. And then there is, of course, the state of Gujarat. So all these four states combined are underwater and are more or less paralyzed because of overflowing rivers and because of incessant monsoon rain.
The landslides also are among the things that are compounding the problems there and forcing hundreds of thousands of people into relief camps.
Yes, tens of thousands of people have been forced into relief camps because their homes have been washed away. They were there one moment and the next moment they were gone because they were washed away because the rivers were in spate. And they don't really have much of a choice. Actually, Kerala is suffering for the second year running because even the year before last, as well as last year, it went through a similar flood. And it's really tragic that it's reliving that nightmare all over again.
And the main opposition party has criticised the government response to this, saying that the government has failed to realise the gravity of the flood. Is that so? Is that an opinion that's shared there?
Well, in India, mostly everything boils down really to politics, and there is a lot of political turbulence between the federal government and the Kerala government, because the Kerala government is a Marxist leftist government, and government in New Delhi is a right wing Hindu fundamentalist government. There is a problem between the two sides. It really is very difficult to say whether the federal government is not doing enough. But this is a criticism that the Kerala government has levied against the federal government. So it's quite possible that they are suffering, but it's very difficult to say with the finality which side is right.
That's Rahul Bedi there in India.